Matthew chapter number 10. We're going to begin reading tonight in verse number 16. Matthew 10 and verse number 16. Began with the thought of the disciples' duties the last time we had the privilege to be here in this passage of Scripture in this wonderful 10th chapter in the book of Matthew. And I want to continue with that same thought of the disciples' duties tonight. God has given us a great commission. And He commissioned these men to do a specific task in a specific time, in a specific place. But we find that all of the teachings that apply here under these 12 can also be applied into our life in the day and time in which we live. And I believe that we can glean something from what the Bible has to say unto us tonight to help us even tomorrow as we go back into the workforce and into the schools, that might help us to be a disciple, that might uphold the duty in which the Lord has given unto us. So if you found your place, let's stand tonight. Matthew chapter 10 and verse number 16, standing in honor and reverence for the reading of God's most perfect, most precious, most pure, holy Word. Matthew 10 verse 16, the Bible says, "Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to the councils, and they will scourge you in their synagogues. And ye shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what ye shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what ye shall speak. For it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you. And the brother shall deliver up the brother to death, and the father the child, and the children shall rise up against their parents, and cause them to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that endureth to the end shall be saved. But when they persecute you in this city, flee you into another. For verily I say unto you, ye shall not have gone over the cities of Israel till the Son of Man be come." You may be seated tonight. Jesus, as He had assembled these 12 ordinary men, 12 common men, 12 individuals that had backgrounds of various kinds, but yet they were unique in themselves. And we find that God has commissioned and called each and every one of us out of a different place, called us from a different background, out of a different family, allowed us to be brought together here in this place on this Lord's night, that we might be reminded, as Jesus reminded His disciples, as to what that they were to be about doing. I believe so many times we get a little bit misguided as to what that it means to be a Christian. Sometimes we get so overwhelmed in the daily routine structures of our life and the duties that we uphold, maybe in a job, a secular job, and the things that we do, that sometimes we lose eyesight, lose sight of what God might be calling us to do. And I believe that as Jesus was commissioning these 12 to go forth out into this specific time, this specific area, and this region, I believe that He wanted them to be taught the truth. And I believe that's exactly what God wants us to be about tonight. He wants us to be a people of truth. He wants us to be a people that have knowledge of what's right and what's wrong. What to expect when we receive Christ as our Savior. What to expect as we serve Him and allow Him to be Lord of our life. The Bible tells us here that Jesus said in verse number 16, "Behold." Now that word "behold" means to lo, it means look, see. It means I want you to be made aware. I'm getting ready to share with you some very, very important information. I don't want you to be daydreaming. I don't want you to be just wondering about on the inside of your mind, but I want you to pay attention as to what I, the Son of God, have to say. So Jesus looks at His 12 and He says, "Behold." And then He sends forth this very simple statement in verse number 16. It's simple to say, but it's sometimes hard to comprehend. I believe if we're going to truly uphold the disciples' duties, we need to grasp what the Bible says here in verse number 16, which teaches us that there is character in controversy. There's character in controversy. And the Bible says here that Jesus, as He was sending them out there in amongst that land, He said, "Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves." Now, that's a very interesting statement as to how that Jesus said there that He was going to send them forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Now, that sending forth is that commission. It's that word apostle in itself, which speaks of those that have been sent forth. And Jesus is saying unto them, hey, I'm going to send you out, not as a wolf among sheep, but I'm going to send you out as sheep among wolves. Now, sheep are literally the most ignorant, most least intelligent domesticated animals probably on the face of the earth. If they did not have a shepherd to lead them, they would not be able to find the proper nutrition. If they didn't have a shepherd to take care of them, they'd find themselves all cut up and with all types of abrasions. If they didn't have a shepherd to come along and meet their needs and minister unto their wounds and take care of those things, they could suffer and die. Sheep are very timid animals. Sheep are very scared. They don't take much to get them all distraught. Don't take much to get them all bent out of shape. Don't take much to ruffle their feathers, if you will. Hey, sheep, a lot of times, will allow things to just really disturb them so much, and the only way that they can get away from it is to run. And to be truthful with you, they ain't really good at that. But we find that a lot of times that they'll run themselves into plunder. They'll run themselves further on into the muck and the mire of where they're at. But we find here that Jesus compares these unto sheep. Now, we find that demonstration all throughout Scripture. God's people are looked at as sheep because I believe a lot of times sheep and God's people have a lot in common, because a lot of times God's people are timid. A lot of times God's people are fearful. A lot of times God's people, if the Lord God Almighty wasn't there to take care of them, they'd falter and fail and fall flat on their face. But we find here that Jesus says, I'm going to send you forth as a sheep in the midst of a bunch of wolves. Now, wolves were predators. Wolves were those that desired to slaughter the sheep. Those that desired to devour them and to leave them desolate. Hey, they wanted to go in, they wanted to take as much out of the fold as they possibly could, that they might just overwhelm it and overcome it and ravage it. And my friend, that's exactly what Jesus said. I want you to expect, whenever you get saved, I believe that there's enough of this type of easy believism preaching that goes on within the world today. I believe there's a lot of folks that think that once they ask Jesus into their heart, that everything's going to fall right in place and all your material things are going to be met and you ain't going to want for nothing. It's just going to be joy, joy, joy and bliss every day. But Jesus is talking to His 12 and He wants them to realize and know that, hey, I'm going to send you forth as a bunch of sheep in the midst of a bunch of wolves. And my friend, we need to realize that as we are God's disciples tonight, that it's one of our duties that even in times of controversy, that God wants us to have some character about ourselves. How do we anticipate what lies ahead tomorrow? How do we come to a place where we can face next week? I believe it lies where we realize that as God's disciples, one of our duties is to have character in times of controversy. Now the Bible says there, He says, behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of a bunch of wolves. Hey, there's a lot of wolves out there, amen? Hey, there's a lot of false prophets out there that desire to just devour and undermine the teaching of those sheep. I want to remind you tonight that if you're a sheep, you're a part of that fold that God saved, that God called out, that God has delivered, that God has raised up. Hey, you're one of the born-again few. Hey, you're one of those that have been blood-washed and set apart and set aside, called to be a sheep under the Almighty Shepherd of the Lord Jesus. Now, the Bible says here that He's going to send us out as sheep in the midst of a bunch of wolves. I want you to realize tonight that there's a lot of folks that are seeking to persecute this church. There's a lot of folks that are seeking to tear up your family. There's a lot of folks that desire to destroy your home. There's a lot of folks that want to come around and lead you to believe, as Brother Andy's been teaching in Sunday school. Hey, they want you to think that they're all right. They want you to think that what they're teaching is correct. But what they are literal wolves that are desiring to destroy the sheepfold of an Almighty God. And my friend, we need to realize that in the day and time in which we live, there's controversy on every hand. But God wants us to have some character about ourselves. The Bible says there in verse number 16, He says, be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Hey, you know the controversy's coming. You know the wolves are circling around the fold. You know that they're waiting to overwhelm and to ravage and to destroy. But he says there, don't you have some character? And he says, be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Now we find that the serpent here, a lot of times in Scripture, is recognized as being the devil himself. And we find that teaching over there in the book of Genesis chapter number 3 as he takes on that form of a serpent. But I ought to remind you tonight that the devil and him taking upon himself that form of a serpent, it describes him as being one that is cunning. It describes him as being one that is able to deceive. It describes him as one that is more so one that is very thoughtful, one that is very discreet, implying the fact that a lot of times he has cautious character. A lot of times a snake has practical skill. A lot of times a snake has great intelligence because they're out there desiring not to be overwhelmed and not to be taken, but they want to be on the offense. And my friend, I believe that's what God's called us to be tonight as His people. He wants us to use some tact. He wants us to have some character. He wants us to use some prudence and some wisdom and some shrewdness. He wants us to be able to be as a serpent and to be cunning when we need to be cunning, and to be wise when we need to be wise. Hey, the Bible says there not only are we to be as wise as serpents, but it also says to be harmless as doves. Now, dove represents one that is innocent, a very, very subtle creature. And that harmless speaks of the fact that it's unmixed, it's innocent, it's very simplistic. I believe that God does not call us to be a religion that's full of wonder and a religion that's very complex. But God just says that we're to come forth and that we're to show Christian character and that we're to be wise in the way that we conduct ourselves. But we're also to live a life that's pure and to live a life that's innocent and to live a life that others can see that, hey, there's something that's great are inside of them than what's inside of me. They've got something going on for them that I don't have. And my friend, that's Jesus. Amen. Hey, we need to show some character even in times of controversy because the wolves are out there. Amen. Hey, the wolves are desiring to destroy your home and destroy our church and destroy the born-again, blood-washed saints of an almighty God. That's exactly what they want to do. But God says, I believe that we're to have character even in a time of controversy. Not only character and controversy, but I believe another duty of the disciple is to have comfort in confrontation. Comfort in confrontation. Now, a lot of times, a lot of folks don't like to be confronted. You know why? Because it means they have to step out of their comfort zone. They don't want to be confronted about their belief. They don't want to be confronted about their duty. They don't want to be confronted about their salvation. A lot of times Christian folk don't want to be confronted as to whether they're tithing the way they ought to tithe. They don't want to be confronted as to whether they're giving the way they ought to give. Don't want to be confronted as to whether they're attending at the house of God the way they ought to. Don't want to be confronted about things like that because it makes them uneasy. But I'll tell you what, when you're walking with Jesus, when you're allowing Him to be your Lord, hey, there'll be comfort even in times of controversy. Now the Bible here says in verse number 17, He says, but beware of men. Hey, we need to be aware of what's going on around us. On the outside of the religious circle as well as on the inside of the religious circle, we need to beware. We need to be cautious about what's going on around us. Why? Because there's wolves out there. And He says that there are those that are waiting for, the Bible says in verse 17, for they will deliver you up. They're waiting to sell you out. They're waiting to hand you over, just as a prisoner is handed over for punishment, just as a prisoner is handed over for persecution. That's exactly what that the world and the men in which that we come in contact with are waiting to do with the born-again, blood-washed saints of God from time to time. Hey, they want to deliver us up and get rid of us. They're waiting. That's why we have to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. We have to have character. But my friend, when the character's there, there will be comfort even in times of confrontation. Hey, we will be confronted. For the Bible says they will deliver you up to the councils and they will scourge you in their synagogues. Those councils talk about like that Sanhedrin council in the day and time in which Jesus lived. It's talking about the fact that there are those that even on the inside of religious circles are waiting to tear down and waiting to demise the true saints of God. Not from we need not let the devil have an upper hand. Amen. Hey, we need to cling unto Jesus. Need to have our faith positioned in this precious Bible, believing and trusting that God's Word's going to see us through and that His Spirit's going to walk alongside and that we are going to find comfort even in a time of confrontation. Hey, the Bible says that they're waiting to deliver us up. Bible says there in verse 17, for they will deliver you up into the councils and they will scourge you in their synagogues. Even amongst the people of God, He says, there may come time when that cat of nine tails is taken unto you. Hey, if it happened to Jesus, it could happen to us. Amen. Hey, we're not above anything that come upon our Lord. If He was able to endure it, if He was able to receive it, my friend, He will allow us sometimes to go through those types of situations. And my friend, what we need to realize is that there's comfort there, there's peace there, there's harmony there. Hey, even though that Jesus was taking that cat of nine tails, He knew that God was on His side. And He knew that He had comfort even in time of confrontation. Bible says there in verse number 18, and ye shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. Hey, He says that there's going to come a time in which some of you may have to stand before very important folk. May come a time in which you have to stand before those that hold high political positions. And the Bible says there, even before governors and kings. Reminded of what Paul had to face. Now, Paul was a man that had some beauty about him. He had some character about him. He had some comfort about himself, even in times of controversy, because I believe he clung to what it says here in Matthew chapter number 10. Hey, he was standing before King Agrippa, as we read over yonder in the 26th chapter of the book of Acts. And the Bible tells us there that Agrippa said unto Paul, thou art permitted to speak for thyself. Bible says, then Paul stretched forth the hand and answered for himself, and he said, I think myself happy. Amen. Hey, even in a time in which that he might have been facing his death, even in a time in which that he might have thought, hey, I might not have too many days left here on this earth. But he says there in verse number 2 of chapter 26, he says, I think myself happy, King Agrippa, because I shall answer for myself this day before thee, touching all the things whereof I am accused of the Jews. He says, I'm happy, I'm content, I've got comfort within me because I know my Lord is right here with me and I'm going to be able to stand and give an account and be able to share what God has laid upon my heart. Amen. Hey, there's comfort even wherever Jesus was standing before Pilate and before Herod, before He took upon Himself that cat of nine tails and received that mockery, and as He received that judgment, and as He received that cruel conviction that He had to face Calvary's cross. My friend, He had comfort within Him. Hey, the Bible tells us here that He said, ye shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. Do you realize that it's our duty as a believer of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to stand up and to testify from time to time? Hey, even in a time in which that we feel like that there's controversy around us, we can have comfort to know that God is right there with us. Now, I'll be honest with you, it ain't the easiest thing to step into the jail, dang on. You're like a sheep in amongst a bunch of wolves. But I'll tell you what, God is there. God draws nigh. God brings comfort. Hey, the Bible tells us there in verse number 19, but when they deliver you up, He says, take no thought how or what ye shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what ye shall speak. Amen. Hey, God supplies all of our needs. Sometimes we wonder, well, how am I going to stand up and testify? All you need to do is just stand up by faith and say, God, You give me a testimony. Help me bring it forth. And just stand there upon the authority of Jesus' name and give forth what God has graced you with. Tell somebody about what God has mercied you with. Tell somebody about what God has wonderfully, marvelously, wondrously done in your life. My friend, God will give you the need. God will supply it. God will give you the words to say. Hey, you wonder, how am I going to speak to that woman that's just lost her dear son? How am I going to speak to that man whose wife has left him? How am I going to be able to be a living example in my workplace? How am I going to stand before my boss man and tell him about who Jesus is and what He's done for me? How am I going to be able to stand in my school and stand up against those of my peers that might look down upon me because I'm a Christian? Hey, I'll tell you what, you just stand upon the authority of the name of Jesus and He'll give you great comfort even in a time of confrontation. Hey, Jesus is always there. Amen. Hey, the Bible tells us there in verse number 20, "For it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you." For those that are true sheep, for those that have truly been born again, those that are part of that blood-washed crowd, amen. Hey, they have received the Spirit of God, that great Comforter in which Jesus tells us about in John chapter 14, chapter 16. Hey, that great, wonderful Paracletos that comes right alongside of us. Hey, that word right there in verse number 20 is the word pneuma. It speaks of that breath or that current of air that comes along from time to time and gives us that warm feeling, that gives us that comforting feeling, that gives us that feeling to realize, hey, there's somebody greater here than just us folk. There's somebody greater upon us and within us that desires to work through us than just who we are. And it's the Spirit of an Almighty God. And He's desiring to overwhelm you. He's desiring to overcome you. He's desiring to use you to bring glory unto the name of our Father. Hey, the Bible tells us that we can have great comfort even in times of confrontation. Hey, God can use all things, and He will use all things to bring glory unto Himself in a time of confrontation. For the Bible says, "For it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you." Amen. Hey, we can have great comfort to know, even in times of confrontation, that Jesus is nearby if we'll allow ourselves to be used. So we see the disciples' duties, first of all, is to have character in controversy. Secondly, to have comfort in confrontation. But thirdly, to have consistency in times of contention. Consistency in contention. Do you realize that's what this world is looking for? They're not looking for wildfire, amen? There's a lot of revival fire that I believe is like wildfire because it just rises up for a little bit and then it fizzles out. It rises up for a little bit and it fizzles out. And some of our lives are like that with Jesus, we'll be honest. Hey, it rises up for a little while and we live for Him and we're testifying for Him and we're sold out unto Him. And then something comes along, something happens and we kind of die off. We kind of quit testifying and we kind of quit glorifying and we kind of quit telling others about what Jesus has done for us in our life. And I'll tell you what, if you'll just lean upon Him and recognize and realize tonight that it's not a choice. It's not something that you have free will over. I believe that it is a duty. I believe that it's an obligation. Just as God was obligated to save your soul and He's already redeemed you and purchased you and wrote your name down in the Lamb's Book of Life and He will deliver you one day. Hey, we ought to be obligated unto Him that even in times of contention that we're going to have some consistency in our life. Not going to be high and low. Not going to rise and fall like the tide. Not going to be up and down like a temperature. But we're going to follow faithfully the Lord Jesus. And the Bible says there in verse number 21 that there's going to come times of contention. Look what the Bible says. "And the brother shall deliver up the brother to death, and the father the child." Hey, now that's some pretty stiff language right there. Deliver them up unto death. Why? Because of their belief in the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Because of their trusting and confiding in the true existing God. They've exalted and recognized that Jesus truly is Jehovah. He is salvation. He is the Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One of God. He is the Savior of the world. And my friend, whenever you do that, there's going to be contention. Maybe even in the midst of your home. Maybe even in the midst of your family. Some of y'all might have been there. Some of y'all might have a brother that won't speak to you because of your love for Jesus. Some of you might have a father that won't speak to you or a child that won't speak to you, won't have nothing to do with you because of your love for Jesus. Hey, the Bible says there, "And children shall rise up against their parents and cause them even to be put to death." to be annihilated, to be in existence no more. And I'll tell you what, a lot of them things don't happen in the day and time in which we live in these United States over a belief of religion. But in many parts of the world, that's the way it is. And over in the Muslim countries, hey, they default upon Muhammad. They don't obey Allah. My friend, I'll tell you what, there comes a departure, and the answer to that is death. All this, what is it called, Brother Sharia law or whatever that they're fighting, huh? That they're fighting out yonder in parts of the country. Because a man says, well, if my wife's running around on me, that gives me the right to just kill her and do away with her. That's Sharia law. I'll tell you what, that's some stiff stuff. I'll tell you what, there might even come a time. There might be somebody that has contention even within their family. Hey, I'll tell you what, the gospel of Jesus Christ will divide. The gospel of Jesus Christ will cause a separation within a workplace. It'll cause a separation within a schoolhouse yard. It'll cause sometimes even separation within a so-called church, a local church, because there's some of them that just ain't got born again yet. And because they ain't walking with Jesus, there's great strife and great contention. Now, I don't believe that's the case here. I believe everybody's born again. I hope so. Now, I believe true. The reason there's a lot of division, a lot of controversy, even in the walls of some local churches, is because you got some that's truly born again and some that wouldn't know Jesus if they got hemmed up with Him in a broom closet. They don't know Him. Hey, the Bible tells us here that there's some contention. But look what the Bible says in verse 22. And ye shall be hated of all. Ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. Hey, there's a lot of folks that ain't going to be too pleased with you. They ain't going to be too pleased with me if I live for Jesus. They ain't going to be too pleased for me if I stand up for my Lord. They ain't going to be too pleased with me if I desire to follow Him and allow Him to lead me wherever that it might be that He wants me to go. My friend, there's some folks won't to take too kindly for you. But the Bible says there in verse number 22, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved. What God's looking for is He's looking for some consistency. He's looking for some folks that say, it's my duty as a child of God to endure whatever comes my way, no matter what might take place, no matter what the devil or the world or the flesh might throw at me, I'm going to stick to my guns. I'm going to follow Jesus. I'm going to walk with Him. No matter what comes, I'm going to be by His side. Why? Because I know He's going to be by mine, and I'm going to live for Him. Hey, endureth means to stay under. It means to remain. It means to undergo. It means to bear the trials that might come unto us in our life. It means to have fortitude. That means that we're sticking our ground. It means that we're going to persevere in this thing called life. And we're going to live for Jesus. Hey, that one that endureth to the end shall be saved. I believe that describes the perseverance of the saints. I believe that describes that those that are truly born again through the blood of Jesus, that they're going to persevere, they're going to endure, and in the end they shall be proven true because of their faithfulness. Hey, it's not by their works. We're not saved by works, but my friend, we're saved unto good works, that we're going to live for Jesus no matter what comes, and we'll ultimately be saved up and delivered in the end. Amen. I'm thankful for that. Amen. Hey, the Bible says that we're to work out our salvation with fear and with trembling. Nothing we can do to get saved. But once we are saved, we're to stick with Him. We're to endure. We're to walk with Him. We're to persevere. So the Bible teaches here that there is consistency in times of contention. The Bible says in verse 23, but when they persecute you in this city, He says, flee ye unto another. For verily I say unto you, ye shall not have gone over the cities of Israel till the Son of Man be come. What are we to do? Is that consistent, preacher? Yeah, I believe that's pretty consistent. Paul was pretty consistent. And what he did was he went into a city and he shared Jesus and he exalted Him and he magnified Him and he glorified God and he told them the truth and he presented unto them the gospel and it divided some and it separated some out. Some got born again. Some got mad as all get out. But nevertheless, Paul was consistent even in times of contention and he shared with them the boldness of the gospel. And whenever they would not receive, when they would not obey, when they would not listen, no longer, he just dusted off his feet, went into another city, and started all over. Hey, that's consistent. That's being faithful. That's being true under the book. It's not being a coward. It's saying, God, I'm doing what my part is, which is to testify and to share. It's God's duty to save. It's God's duty to convict. It's God's duty to do a work in somebody's heart. But it's our duty to give them the Word of God. And my friend, where will they do that? Unadulterated, pure and true. My friend, God will honor and God will uphold. Hey, we need to have some character in controversy. We need to have comfort in confrontation. There needs to be some consistency in contention in our life. Let me ask you, how's your character? How's your comfort? How's your consistency? Are you upholding your obligation as a disciple of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Is there room for improvement tonight? Is there some area in your life that God says, boy, you need to work on? Dear lady, you need to work on. You need to receive strength. I don't know what your need might be tonight, but God does. God does. You do. I don't know, but you do, and God does. And you do what the Lord asks you to do tonight. Every head bowed and every eye closed.